the worse things get, I've noticed, like, women don't really have to worry as much when an economy goes bad because they can...
It all depends.
They can go to the glory hole. They can sell their stuff on street corners. And now, thanks to social media, there's more options than ever for these women to get money, get attention, free resources, the whole nine.
Well, listen, if it really, really gets bad, these women are not going to be able to sell their cooch for anything but maybe some fart dust.
Well, if it gets really bad, no, their feminism is not going to protect them.
No. Nope.
That's when they're going to be going around, you know.
And neither will I.
Yanking on every sea cucumber sticking through the fence, praying for some toxic masculinity.
That's right. And you know what? Just let them fucking rot in place.
You're damn right. But unfortunately, we are on the cusp of what I believe is going to be a sugar baby boom. And, you know, I mean, we've heard about foodie calls for the past few years. At least one third of women admit to using men for free food.
Well, here's the funny story with the foodie call.
Why?
Is my buddy John in California called me because he had gone on a date with a woman. And it was, they meet together at 5:30. And she stays for exactly 1 hour, eats, has two drinks. So he's like, well, she's busy. She has to do something or whatever. So he decides he's going to go down the block, go into another establishment to get a drink. And who does he see sitting there with another man?
Uh-oh. So
he doesn't say nothing. He leaves. He calls me and explains it to me. And I'm like, well, I'm sorry, but apparently she went out with you to eat dinner.
Yep.
You paid for her dinner, and now she's looking for dessert, and it's not you.
And they all use the same line. You know, I got kind of an early day tomorrow. Do you mind if we have an early dinner or a lunch?
Absolutely correct.
Because she's not having you for dessert. She's sucking the cream filling out of somebody else's eclair, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, and it might even be a chocolate eclair. Oh.
Somebody dipping their pretzel in the chocolate fountain.
I think maybe that happens. I don't know.
It just might. I mean, Chad, Tyrone, Pookie, and Ray Ray. I mean, I'm not going to assume anybody's gender or race. Just saying. I have a dating roster to get free drinks all summer without having sex.
Yeah.
Sure.
And how old is this woman? She looks like she's like maybe 25.
Let me see here. She's setting the bar high. Apparently, she's a TikToker temptress known only as Hannah. She's racked up 134.6 million views on TikTok. I'm sure none of those are bots, by the way.
Yeah, none of them.
I don't see her age here. She says she has 5 dates with 5 different dudes planned in the next 2 weeks just to network for my roster, so I'll have plenty of plans this summer and men to buy me and my friends free drinks during our feral club rat benders. The and trend center.
She's 25 or younger. She's got to be
in all likelihood.
Yeah, in all likelihood. And you know what? The only way you can stop shit like that is to educate people, which is what we are doing.
Yes. Don't take these women out to anywhere nice, gentlemen. Just avoid it at all costs.
Now, listen, if you're going to date, this is my advice. 1, talk to them first for a little while. 2, when it comes down to meeting, meet them at a coffee shop or at a lunch establishment, something that's you're not going to burn up a lot of your time and spend a lot of money. Now, a lot of women will get upset if you ask to meet them at a coffee shop or something. Get rid of them immediately. Because if they're getting mad at you and you don't even know them really and have a relationship, just imagine what's going to happen when you're 2 years deep into dealing with that fucking crazy narcissist. You're going to wind up like Johnny Depp. She'll shit in your bed.
Oh, God. Yeah. Nobody needs that shit.
Yeah, that was too easy. Depp is dragging her through the mud in front of the whole world, and it's glorious.
Well, it helps when she's a bad actress and to begin with.
Yes.
So.
And another thing is he already did this once in England. Why he did this in England is I have no idea. And the English legal system basically crucified Johnny.
Yeah.
And it's a shame. It really is. And mm-hmm. and I hope like the whole English fucking government, in my opinion, is
fucked. They're like Canada. They've gone full China, and they haven't even looked back to see how many people whose rights they've trampled yet.
Absolutely correct.
It's redonkulous. That's why we have to talk about it.
Yep.
Although, I'm going to go with a but. Hang on.
Ooh,
huh?
Oh, yeah.
She's in what we call the prone position. You go over here.
It's an open option position.
Open option
position. Don't you know nothing?
I remember. I'm just saying.
All right.
I will call bullshit on one thing that she's saying.
What?
Just because women are women and they don't want to give too much away, even when they're tipping their hand or bending over to give you a look at the goods so you feel compelled to buy them and their friends free drinks.
Yeah.
Staying celibate, she says, because I get too attached when I have sexy time. One, two, three.
Bullshit!
This woman is going to gargle and process more DNA than a crime lab.
Oh, my God.
I guarantee it.
Is that a video? What is that?
Oh, it's a screen grab from one of her videos. Yeah, I don't want to watch anything this stupid bitch says. Yes, I did start a dating folder in my notes app to keep a dating schedule and keep notes on how each one goes. And she's also going to take notes on length, girth, taste.
Yeah, how much
whether
money
or not
makes,
she takes it in the pooper.
Temperament.
You know, like
listen, if you meet a woman and it feels like a job interview, leave.
I think we need a pop story right now because you once upon a time had a first date.
I've had a few like that.
401k?
That was in Royal Oak. Yeah.
I think for those of you who haven't heard the story.
I had just got divorced. And look, the divorce was finalized maybe 6 weeks prior. And, you know, I'm hanging out with this woman that I had met online at Mr. B's. And, you know, and this is before all the red pill stuff. I was just still fucking, I didn't know shit. And I'm like, yo, we could go out to eat at Mr. B's. Instead of meeting her at a goddamn coffee shop. Mr. B's at the time wasn't like crazy expensive, so it wasn't a big deal.
No.
And then we sit down, and I have a beer. I don't remember what she got, some foo-foo drink shit, which looked pretty good. And, you know, I didn't want to, like, come across as a homo, so I didn't drink it. And it's like these women come out of the box pre-programmed on how to, like, size you up. Because she started going down the list of questions. How many brothers and sisters do you have? What do you do for a living? Mm-hmm. Do you have any own a house? Do you get along with your mother? And like about an hour into it, she starts going into retirement. So when are you planning to retire?
I'm surprised you made it that long, to be honest, brother.
And literally up to that point, I was like, what do you mean? And she's like, well, I don't want to be with a man who's going to work forever. I would like to retire with him at some point. How much is in your 401k? And I was just like, here we go. That was it. That was it. Literally, yeah. Like 10 minutes later, I'm like, hey, I got to get out of here. I'm sorry.
Bye-bye.
Never talk to that bitch again.
It's amazing.
And I saw her like maybe 4 years back, still single.
I'm sure we could Google a couple of Urban Dictionary terms that would apply to a female like that.
Yep, so she was like probably, she was 33 or 34 when I had the date with her.
Yeah.
And when I saw her, she was probably 44, 43. And the years had not been kind to her. And literally, we made eye contact and I looked at her and went, ha, 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 ha. And I just did a right face and walked away.
No slingback for you.
Yeah, fucking.
No retribution quote is for you either.
Yeah, how's that job interviewing going for you, huh? Not so good?
whatever. Wouldn't piss in her mouth if her teeth were on fire.
Nope.
Redonkulous. And unfortunately, women like that are now becoming the norm, not the exception.
Absolutely correct.
And you can see right here, you go over to, what is this, influencermarketinghub.com has a glossary, and in it you can find out some lovely facts about OnlyFans. I believe this was updated last year. OnlyFans now has 1 million content creators.
Of course.
And some of these chicks are underage, just selling feet pics in high school.
I'm sure that's going to pay dividends well into their adulthood.
Yeah, see, this is what happens when you groom children, public school teachers. You see why people don't really, they're not a fan of this idea, not even an only fan of this idea. Just saying. And then you go down here, like, who uses OnlyFans? How much can you earn on it? Oh, it's
oh my God.
It's quite hilarious. You get down here to the OnlyFans statistics. This is when it really starts to get hilarious. OnlyFans has paid it up more than $2 billion to creators and people, and that's why these chicks are like, oh, I gotta start selling pictures of my butthole. Outstanding. Because they know if Bella Thorne can make $1 million in her first 24 hours, why can't I?
Mm.
Third time's the charm,
I guess.
Number 3 on the list. Most accounts take home less than $145 a month.
Most. So that's anywhere from 51 to 99%.
The top 1% of accounts make 1/3 of that $2 billion.
Okay.
I'm just saying, $145 a month is quite a low price to put on your dignity, dating prospects, reproductive future.
Well, the thing is these women aren't going to realize how expensive that $145 was.
Oh yeah, every $145 you make, you know, selling pictures of your butthole and snot pocket, that's you could have made a hell of a lot more than that.
That's absolutely correct.
Finding a good man.
Well, I mean, first of all, the internet never dies; it's forever.
Yep.
And if you're selling your asshole pictures on the net and people actually know who you are at some point, it's going to echo in your life forever.
Yep.
It's not worth it.
So average earnings. No, I wouldn't say that's an opinion. That's a fact. Well, in my opinion, it's a fact.
Okay.
Average earnings is $180 a month. Not much more than that $145, $35.
My God.
Not even a full tank of gas now. Thank you, Joe Biden. I did that. Yes, you did. Fuck off. OnlyFans takes a 20% cut on all transactions. I'm sure they don't make that, you know, I'm sure that's not plastered on the front page somewhere.
Uh-huh.
A 500,000 new users per day. 15 million per month.
Wow.
So, dudes, stop.
Well, the thing is, it's getting so diluted. These women aren't going to make any money. And after a while, it's just going to collapse.
Yeah. 7,000 to 8,000 new content creators per day. So this is where the really funny stuff comes in. Because there's all these women who, maybe they are in that top 1%. They hit it big for a while. And they think, like women tend to do, not generally, most women tend to think this way. They think it's going to go on forever.
We need to do a show where we log on to OnlyFans. We'll do it live.
New tech only.
and we'll screw with these chicks.
That'd be hilarious.
Dude, we should do that.
We need to let them know this is not going to go on forever. With 7,000 to 8,000 new content creators per day. The next hot thing that's going to supplant people like Amaranth, like Bella Thorne, is going to come along just that fast.
That's absolutely correct. That's why we need to rip on them. We're going to hit with the when the iron is hot.
Oh, I'm making $5,000 a month of my OnlyFans. I'm gonna buy a house. I'm going to do this. You're making $5,000 a month last month.
Yeah.
Okay. In 6 months, that could get cut in half.
I want half, Eddie.
Yep. And just like when your wife divorces you. Half!
Yep. Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. And they promote this shit. Look at this. Highly recommended best sugar daddy websites in 2022. So if selling pictures of your butthole isn't really what you're after, you can go on these sugar daddy websites. Look at this. Sugardaddymeat.com, secretbenefits, agematch.com. Where sugar meets upscale. Secret benefit.
Listen, this, I'm going to be honest with you. Look, back in the day, if you were a man you could get married to a woman who's 20 to 25 years younger than you, no problem.
Yeah. Because as a dude, I mean, we understand that we accumulate value as we age.
Yep. Women don't.
And we are going to, as long as we invest in ourselves and, you know, put our care and attention into something that fulfills us, we are actually going to have more value at 40 than we had at 30 and vice versa. When we're 20, we have shit.
Yep.
Like when we graduate high school, men have the lowest, most expendable value that they will ever have in their lives.
And the thing that proves that is called the draft.
Yep. Women will never be more than that. When they graduate high school, the world is their oyster.
They literally have the power of future 500 CEO.
Yeah. And they will continue to hold that power at that fever pitch until roughly 25. Most of them. Some of them, if they sprout the huge tits early.
Oh, God.
The hips will spread a little early, too. If you don't believe me, just look at Lucy Collette in 2014 versus Lucy Collette now and bring a bucket. Just saying. It's bad. She went from being one of the most beautiful women in the world to being a... I don't know why it happened. I do.
Tourette's of the elbow.
Tourette's of the elbow. Keep throwing food.
Yeah, you just keep throwing that food. I can't stop! I can't stop!
And what's even funny, I found a little compilation video of these sugar babies. And I shit you not, I did not plan this. The first one is a callback to one of our best ride and roasts.
No.
Yes, local chick who has already had I don't know how many thousands of dollars in plastic surgery, married to a dude who's, or getting married to a dude who's about your age.
All right, good for him.
Let's check it out.
Yeah.
I have a question.
What's up?
Will you drop me off at TJ Maxx?
Okay.
TJ Maxx? Sure. Well, at least she's going to TJ Maxx and not forever.
Is that guy my age?
Yeah, he is roughly your age.
God, he looks like shit.
Okay, also...
Oh my god.
I kind of need some money, if
some
that's okay.
Money?
Yeah, if that's okay.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Like, just a little bit.
What? She's censoring the cash.
$100.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Oh, there she is. Cut! $100. Yeah.
Oh my god, really? We're gonna go on the whole trip?
Nah, we don't have to watch this whole thing.
We made it!
Touching it with gloves? Yep. Oh, somebody votes Democrat.
Yep.
I swear.
Is there even a TJ Maxx around here?
Yes. I mean, we're 2.5 years deep into this plandemic bullshit. If I catch people in public wearing a mask and wearing gloves, the only thing that I see painted across their forehead like a billboard is, I'm stupid and I believe everything I'm told.
Actually, you can replace that with useful idiot.
Useful idiot. Brown shirts.
Oh. Here
bag
we go.
Secured. Let's dip. Oh, my gosh.
On my way?
Yeah. All right. To the left.
All right. Maybe she'll let me actually break off a piece tonight.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, oh God! Oh, that's her boyfriend, and then oh wow, they're all sugar babies.
Yep.
Oh, that's horrendous.
If you are 18 or older, bitch, listen up.
Oh man, nothing makes my junk dive for the floor like a kamikaze pilot, like a white bitch talking like she's on 8 Mile.
Yep.
Get on Tinder. I know you have one, you lying ass bitch. Get on there. You want some shmoney? And then go to the age on your profile. Change it to like 50 to 100. Shit, make it 40.
What?
And then what you really need to do is drag the miles so far away from you, because I swear to God, if you see one of these sugar daddies in public and they say something to you at like the grocery store, that's not my fault, that's your fault. I warned you, I did. And then get to swiping right every single old man you see. Because the chances are they have their age all the way down to 18 because they want a sugar.
Yeah, well, see, there's things that these women don't think about when they're going after a man strictly for his money. If he's that old and he's amassed that much finances...
He knows what he's doing.
He knows what he's doing, and he's raw-dogged a whole bunch of bitches who are just as nasty and disgusting as you, and he's going to pay it forward,
yep.
if you know what I mean.
These women are going to wind up with HPV.
The herpagonosyphilates.
Well, listen, this is not a new phenomena. Women have been doing this forever.
Ooh.
They're always looking for the guy with the money because money's attractive to them. And that's just the way it rolls.
Yeah.
Listen, they come out of the box program that way. You're not going to be able to change it. And that you just have to accept it or you just need to not play the game.
Yep. And if you don't listen, if you don't follow the advice and you go for these young pieces of trim and then you try to take away the resources, this is what happens.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
Watch Gruntspeak live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you'd like to join Pop for Supporters Sundays, consider making a donation on Locals, Patreon, or Subscribestar.